The Pentagon announced this week it has developed a ray gun, only they don't call it a ray gun, and it won't actually kill anyone. We called the principal deputy for technology at the Pentagon's non-lethal weapons directorate. Her name is Susan Levine. Ms. Levine, welcome to Day to Day, and I bet you keep saying, don't call it a ray gun.
Right, Alex. Hey, it's so great to be here to talk to you about the active denial system, which we call a non-lethal counter-personnel directed energy weapon.
That's why I called it a ray gun, because it's much easier that way. This thing actually fires from the top of a truck, or at least the picture that I've seen of the demonstration does. It does send out a beam of something or other that makes people feel as though they're about to catch fire.
It puts out a beam of millimeter wave directed energy. And when that millimeter wave directed energy hits a person, they feel this compelling heating sensation. When you feel that beam, and I felt it, I've been hit by it a few times, you know you've been hit with the beam, you've been given a warning to stop what you're doing and get out of the way, and you're going to immediately react and move.
You actually have been developing something like this, or trying to develop these, as you say, non-lethal weapons for years now, because the military figured out you want non-lethal weapons.
That's correct. And a lot are out there in the field today that use more low-tech, what we call blunt impact technology, beanbag rounds, rubber bullets, those type of things.
So you could break up a riot or a demonstration or something. You don't want to really kill people, but you want them to stop doing whatever they're doing.
Exactly, because our troops are faced often with split second to make a life or death decision. And today's environment, innocent civilians are often intermingled with combatants. And our troops want this additional option so that they can minimize collateral damage.
And so this heat beam will make people feel as though they might catch fire, but it actually will not damage them? It won't hurt them?
It doesn't cause injury. We've been researching this for 12 years, and that has shown us the safety and effectiveness of the technology.
How does it work?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times it's inaccurately described as a microwave weapon. Microwaves have a wavelength of a couple of inches, and that makes them useful for cooking food because they can reach into the food. Now, a millimeter wave has a much, much shorter wavelength, and a millimeter wave is only going to touch the outermost top layer of your skin, say 1/64th of an inch, which is equivalent to about 3 sheets of notebook paper. So it's not going to reach inside your body. You're just going to feel this, you know, wave of heat on the top layer of your skin, and you're going to move out of the way.
Ms. Levine, would you just tell me one more time, what do you actually call this thing?
We call this the active denial system number one.
Hmm. Well, that's not bad, but I think people will go back to ray gun anyway.
Right.
Susan Levine is principal deputy at the Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate for the Pentagon. Ms. Levine, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Hey, Alex, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much.